Good morning. It's Saturday, October 11th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a deadly explosion has rocked a munitions factory in Tennessee, leaving 19 people missing and several others injured. The blast tore through the Accurate Energetic Systems facility in Bucksnort on Friday morning, leveling the building and scattering debris across half a square mile. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis described the devastation as indescribable, confirming that multiple people are feared dead. The factory, which produces military-grade explosives like C4 and TNT, has now suspended operations. Federal agencies, including the FBI and ATF, are investigating the cause, which remains unclear. Governor Bill Lee called it a tragic incident and pledged full state support. Officials say the investigation will be slow and methodical as they work to uncover what triggered the blast. Another news, the Trump administration has begun laying off thousands of federal workers amid an ongoing government shutdown. Budget Director Russell Vought announced the move Friday morning, calling it a reduction in force. More than 4,000 employees across 7 agencies, including Treasury, Health and Human Services, and Homeland Security, received notices. Unions have filed lawsuits to block the layoffs, calling them illegal and disgraceful. The administration argues the cuts are needed to make agencies more efficient during the funding lapse. The unprecedented move marks the first time mass layoffs have occurred during a U.S. shutdown, which began 10 days ago after lawmakers failed to reach a budget deal. Democrats blame the White House for weaponizing the shutdown to shrink the government. While Republicans say the cuts are necessary, the standoff continues with no resolution in sight. Around the world, in a move deepening defense ties, the U.S. has approved Qatar's plan to build an Air Force training facility in Idaho. The base, to be constructed at Mountain Home Air Base, will host Qatari F-15 fighter jets and pilots for joint training with U.S. forces. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called it another example of our partnership, praising Qatar's role in mediating Gaza ceasefire talks. The announcement follows last month's executive order by President Trump pledging full U.S. defense support for Qatar, an unprecedented step outside NATO. The Pentagon has not disclosed when the facility will open or how many aircraft will be stationed there. The deal underscores Washington's growing military collaboration with Gulf allies amid rising Middle East tensions. Another news. Peru's political turmoil deepened Thursday night as Congress voted to remove President Dina Boluarte from office after months of scandal and corruption allegations. Lawmakers cited permanent moral incapacity amid investigations into bribery, misuse of power, and a deadly 2022 protest crackdown. Boluarte, Peru's first female president, refused to attend the vote and denies wrongdoing. Congress President José Hery Orre has assumed interim leadership and must now call new elections. Boluarte joins a long list of Peruvian leaders brought down by corruption. 7 presidents since 2000 have faced prosecution. Even her former allies turned against her following revelations about luxury gifts, a fugitive transport scandal, and an unauthorized cosmetic surgery. The country now faces renewed political and security instability as it prepares for another transition. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.